lots of good restaurants in St. Louis, but tonight, we want great. Picture a place where there's the smell of Grecian shrimp, pork chops, hand-cut fillets, and veal coming from an ancient-looking Greek oven in a beautiful dining room with the service fit for a king and a queen. You just discovered Spiro's in St. Charles, where the dining experience is unique and unparalleled, where Spiro's believes the best food is meant to be shared, so the portions are designed for a communal dining experience. Sample remastered Mediterranean dishes prepared by master chefs. Then share this experience with friends, family, and loved ones. You have found Spiro's in St. Charles, and dining out will never be the same until you come back. Spiro's at 2275 Bluestone Drive in St. Charles, off First Capital. During the holidays, think of Spiro's for catering and your corporate and private party needs. Daytime bookings are available.
Hey guys, you ever thought about betting on sports? Now is the perfect time to try, and MyBookie is the perfect place. You don't even have to leave your couch. MyBookie has a reputation for one-on-one customer service, great bonuses, and fast payouts when you win. Want to turn a little cash into a lot? Try a three-team parlay. Game already started before you can get a bet down? No problem. MyBookie offers live in-game betting on every major sport. There's literally no better time to sign up for MyBookie. They've got NFL, college football, MLB playoffs, and primetime fights. Even NBA and college basketball tip off soon. Go to MyBookie today to take advantage of their limited time 100% deposit bonus before it's too late. That's right. Deposit today using promo code DOTUM and they'll double your money up to $1,000. Just use promo code DOTUM when you register. Check out MyBookie online today. No deposit necessary. Terms and conditions apply. For entertainment purposes only. Void where prohibited.
When you want to watch the game, head to Kirkwood Brewhouse. Kirkwood Brewhouse has 14 humongous screen TVs, so you won't miss a minute of the Blues game, NFL game, or college football game, exclusively featuring ice-cold Missouri craft beers. Kirkwood Brewhouse is your hangout this sports season.
Hey, St. Louis, Dan McLaughlin here. Big things are happening at Schnucks, especially in October. This month, you'll start to see Schnucks stores popping up all over the city. Living in St. Louis, you know Schnucks is committed to the communities they serve. Now, there will be 19 new Schnucks stores in neighborhoods all around town. You'll also notice that prices are falling, and your points will be piling up with the Schnucks Rewards app. So check out a new store near you. Come say hello. Visit Schnucks.com for the full list of new stores. See you at Schnucks.
Hollywood Casino. Come play, where the rewards and thrills never end. Catch the big game with a cold beer from 99 Hops House. It's your play call with 99 different beers to choose from and great food to fuel your fun. Enjoy live sports entertainment where you're always on the winning team. Hollywood Casino St. Louis. Must be 21. Gambling problem? In Missouri, call 1-888-BETS-OFF or visit 888-BETS-OFF.org.
Not too good, not too bad. Right on the cutting edge of mediocre.
That's us.
We're about to get Pinion's Playhouse on the air.
Well, good afternoon and welcome to the October 23rd edition of Pinion's Playhouse, brought to you by Mark Reardon and Jason Becker.
Mark and Reardon.
They are financial advisors with Stifel, and we're going to tell you a little bit about Stifel and a lot about them and exactly where you need to go to find out more information on these two really nice guys. But first,
hey!
Somebody has to run the control board. Few people are actually capable Here's one of those people who's not capable, but he's working on it. Maybe part of the problem is that for 19 years, he had his sense of humor removed, because over in Great Britain, they don't think the same things are funny that we do. He did 10 of those in Birmingham, England. He is the one and only Trevor Limestone Limey. Philip, say hello to everyone.
Hello to everyone.
So glad to have him in the studio again. It's nice to have him. I like it when he's in town. I'm not as crazy about him when he gets the car and heads north or goes southbound or westbound or maybe... That is another one of those things we don't know why we do.
No.
So many things we don't know why we do them. But once we get started, we can't stop. Bill Cleveland, say hello to everybody.
Hello, everybody.
In the glass box, the quarantine room heir to the Levi Strauss fortune. Dan Strauss is in the house with his trouser mouse.
If I only had a brain.
Dan, say hello to your sponsor.
I would like to say hi and thanks to Mark and Reardon. Mark and Jason from Stiefel.
Where you make one mistake.
where you can get a complimentary second opinion on your portfolio, retirement portfolio. Oh, my goodness.
Oh,
I messed myself up there. You can get a complimentary second opinion on your retirement portfolio. Stiefel is a member of the SIPC and NYSE. For their phone number and more, go to
MarkandJason.com.
Hello, everybody.
Where do you start? You want to start with the fact that since it's the most recent thing he did, okay, he did the news. He's a newsman. But he's in charge of our entire news department. Again, when you folks take a tour, when you call and go, hey, you have tours? Oh, yeah, we do. Busloads at a time. When you take a tour of the incredible 590 facilities, ask for a tour of the news department. Takes a couple hours. If you're lucky, you'll actually meet the guy who's in charge of that whole department. And then you say, well, as long as we're here, would it be too much to ask to see the research department? They go, oh no, you can see that. Guess who runs that too? At least the research department of this show. We have our own research. Yeah, that's right, same guy. And if you're ever here and you go, I think the digital clock needs to be reset, who does that? Same guy.
Mm-hmm.
Same guy. Anybody here ever write a book? Oh, yeah, same guy. Yeah, bad mood, good mood. And then on top of all of that, he has the time to be a full-time private investigator. Tim Woodburn, say something, anything.
Thank you, Frank. Welcome. I'm also in charge of resetting the toilet in our whites-only bathroom that doesn't flush properly.
Oh,
yeah, so
that's nice.
Add that to my list.
Somebody clogged it up.
You know that I don't remember why we started saying our whites-only bathroom?
Yeah, because there's a plaque outside the bathroom that's black, and it has a caricature of a white man, and Limey thought that meant it was a whites-only bathroom.
Wow.
I remember the day we were complaining about non-important stuff like millennials do, and that was mine, that our bathrooms are racist.
Mm-hmm. But they're not racist.
There's only why is there only a white person on the sign?
Only you read that into it, which tells me you.
I am a not racist, considerate, heart-feeling millennial.
But you also the same guy that thinks Black Friday means they got a discount on sleeves on Friday.
Now you see.
Remember when he said that?
Yeah, I did. I said that. And
apparently you overlooked the no Brits allowed sign in the bathroom. You can start the music again. Tim, did you say hi to everybody?
No, I didn't. I've been a private investigator for 10 years, and you can email me for any of your PI background check needs, tim@gatewaypi.net, and check out my book. It's a stocking stuffer. You don't have to have fat calves to fit my book into your stocking. It'll fit right in there with the skinny calf stockings.
That's right.
Badmoodgoodmood.com.
All right. Hebe Jimenez is in charge of security. Bernice is in heaven.
Horses find you.
No, I didn't see that. Rad Boy said he has a sign up front in, on his office that says white, what is it?
Cheese.
White cheese only. That's his favorite cheese, is white cheese.
White cheese.
If anybody brings him cheese, he prefers white cheese. So that's not racist. That's just, he just likes white cheese. And he also likes polka music, and so do I, and so does everybody. Who could not like it, especially when it's played by these guys, Bruce Lipperest and the All Boy Orchestra. Yeah.
What is there? There's white cheese. Is it Provel? Is that white?
I believe white cheddar.
I think mozzarella cheese is really white, like Snow White.
And, Provel.
Swiss, right? Swiss
Parmesan. No, Swiss can be white. Yellow.
Oh.
Mm. Parmesan. What is Parmesan cheese?
Baby
and
Bell.
Did anybody ever eat it in the other way than that, shake it onto a, sprinkle it on a pasta or something?
No.
You never say, give me a slice of Parmesan cheese. Like,
shavings of it, right?
You can get shaved Parmesan. It's quite delicious.
You put it on roasted corn, you put it on chicken.
Really? Never had it anyway.
But you mean like you wouldn't have like a block of Parmesan.
Put it on garlic bread?
That I don't think would be
good. Maybe you could.
No, you never see that. You never see it. Give me a big old sliced mouth, a big chunk of Parmesan. Yeah. Never. It's always shredded or shredded. That's about it. We're brought to you by Mark Reardon and Jason Becker, and they are with Stiefel. Stiefel is a member of the SIPC and NYSC. Let's talk about retiring or changing jobs, either one, or both, because the person changing jobs at some point hopefully will be retiring. When you do that, you got to know what to do with your 401k plan or whatever type of retirement account you have. You need to know the answers to some questions, and I think, unfortunately, there are a lot of people that don't even know the questions. They don't know to ask the questions. They don't know what they don't have the answers to, like did you cash that money out? Do you roll it over to an IRA? Do you pay taxes on it? Are there penalties? Is there favorable tax treatment for that money because it was in a retirement account? What about the growth potential of the money? And on and on and on. I am going to invite you again to set up a complimentary meeting to get the answers to those questions and other questions you might have. Meeting with Mark Reardon and Jason Becker of Stiefel, markandjason.com. They are financial advisors. They've been doing this for quite a while. And if you have $25,000 or more to invest, or that you already have invested, and that more could be 50 or 100 or a million, and they have people come to them with all kinds of money, let them take a look at what you're doing with your money. And don't be afraid that no matter what you say, they're going to go, oh, that's wrong, and that's wrong, and that's wrong, and we've got a better way to do it. If they have a better way or think they have something else they think you should look at, they'll let you know. If they think what you're doing is the right thing, they'll let you know. Meaning it's complimentary, no obligation, no pressure, I promise. To set it up, you just go to markandjason.com.
I've been to Reno, Chicago, Fargo, Minnesota, Buffalo, Toronto, Waco, Arizona, Wichita, Tulsa, Ottawa.
That's right. He's always going somewhere or telling us about some place. His name is Bill Cleveland. He would also tell you if you asked him about a replacement window, he'd say, there's no choice, no comparison. Window World. WindowWorldSt.Louis.com for more on the preferred window of the St. Louis Blues. Let's hear it for Bill Cleveland.
Wow. Definitely.
How you doing, Bill?
I'm good. I think I finally figured something out here. I think what happens is everyone is so exhausted after the first introduction of myself in the Playhouse that they don't have any strength
left by the time they get to me here.
I think that's probably right.
That's it.
So today, October 23rd, is the birthday of one of my favorite television personalities of all time.
John Lennon.
Kermit the Frog?
Miss Piggy.
I am a fan of the
Muppets. What date is this? Today?
October 23rd.
Okay. Maury.
Johnny Carson.
Was
his birthday.
How old would he be?
Oh, man. I knew you were going to ask me that, and I didn't write down the year. He would have been old.
I'm going to say...
That's a very good point.
Hang on.
I got the answer.
Let me get... I bet he would be about 90. Oh.
I'm going to go 91.
Dan?
Oh, no. I would say like 96.
93.
Oh, okay. Wow. All right. I was the closest. Way to go, man.
You talk about a guy who, you know, usually when somebody that famous dies, there's a big special. They cover the funeral. This guy just died alone, and there was just nothing. It's just sad, really.
I think there was. He died in 2006, if I'm not mistaken. No, 2005, sorry.
Okay, he was married when he died.
Yeah, but they were separated.
Okay.
And there was no big anything. Just no memorial that I know of. I mean, I just thought it was awfully...
He probably requested, because wasn't he pretty...
Oh, I see what you're saying. Yeah, I do remember, because I think David Letterman would have been on the air at the time, and I remember he came out the night after he had passed away, and he did his monologue, And then he did the deal where he walked over to the desk and he said, so I have to tell you, all the jokes that I just said
were written by Carson.
Were written by Johnny. He had been sending him jokes because he just...
Right. And I remember that, but you know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Yeah, absolutely.
There was no big special that was done.
Yeah, but he, and yeah, and he also didn't, he was one of the few celebrities that said, I'm done, and then he was really done. Like, yeah.
He was done. You never saw him again.
So sometimes people ask me that, well, where do you want to go? Like, what, you know, what's kind of on your bucket list of places to go? And so, as a Johnny Carson fan, I've never actually been to his hometown. And so his hometown was Norfolk, Nebraska.
You said a bad word.
North. No, I said it correctly.
Do you know that it is pronounced Norfolk?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. He was not born in Nebraska. He was born in Iowa, moved there when he was 8 years old. But they have the Elkhorn Valley Museum. And so when he went back to his hometown, he brought a bunch of stuff, a bunch of collectibles. And then later on in life, he also donated a lot of things just from his personal life, from his career. Like, all of his Emmys are there. And so I don't care
anything about any of that.
Well, but this is for me. This is not for you.
And it's like, too, when somebody famous, they go, well, this was their childhood home. Who cares?
I like that kind of stuff. I think it's neat to see where somebody started out, and especially a guy like that who wound up being one of the most popular people on the planet, and he started in a little house in Nebraska.
I'd rather see the house where he lived last, where after he died, where
Malibu,
was he, or the boat, that Serengeti, that yacht that he had. I'd rather see that.
Paul McCartney was on with James Corden talking about childhood homes, and he took James Corden to his home where he was a kid.
I saw that and wrote
the songs with John Lennon and everything. I thought that was really cool.
In Liverpool?
To see, yeah.
That's exciting.
Okay, I get. But I don't want to see where Paul McCartney rode his tricycle when he was four. I don't care.
Probably the same house.
Yeah, I think it was.
Yeah.
Okay, Bill.
Back to you, Johnny Carson. So you go there and they have a lot. Now, I'm really disappointed that they had a really cool, from what I understand, exhibit in Chicago at the Museum of Broadcast Communications, and it was a Johnny Carson exhibit. And I mean, they had everything, like the curtains from the Tonight Show set and his desk and all of these things. And apparently it is a rotating exhibit. I don't know where it is now. I couldn't find it online before we started the show, but if you're able to find that, I think that would be pretty neat to see. I mean, like the set from the Tonight Show and all of these different things, you know, right down to the, you know, they had that ridiculous, the chicken that they had on the, I mean, all the stuff from his show. If you were a fan of that show for 30 years, if you could find that, his nephew put it together. And he's the guy that actually brought the Tonight Show back to television. So you can watch it every night.
There aren't many people in my life that, and I won't say I wish I had met him and sat and talked to him, because I don't think he would have been likable. I think you walked away going, I wish I hadn't met that guy. But there aren't many people that in their presence you feel like, wow, this guy, you talk about making it, this guy is really famous. And that's the way I can't. You ever go to the show, the Tonight Show with Carson?
I was not old enough to. I was 12 when he signed up, but I've been to the studio and I saw Jay Leno, which doesn't count.
Well, I saw Jay Leno too. But when Carson walks out and you're just a few feet from him, I'm not kidding. You say to yourself, oh, my goodness, that's Johnny Carson. He was that big. He was just a big deal.
What, was he like 6'2 or something?
Oh, he wasn't 6'2. No.
Oh,
I don't mean big like that. Brother.
Good grief.
You see his car parked out in the parking lot at Burbank that said Johnny Carson's name, and there's the white Corvette. Pulled up. Just, there's something kind of neat about that.
Yeah.
So. It was worth seeing. I don't feel anywhere near that thing like that when I see Fallon or Seth Meyers. Not even close.
Well, and when you realize the ratings that he pulled, now granted there weren't as many television stations,
but
the ratings that he had, you know, all these other guys combined weren't even close to what he had. So.
But you're right, he didn't have YouTube as a competitor or 200 TV stations.
Yeah. And so. I'll just add quickly, this has nothing to do with travel, but the book that was written by his lawyer, Henry Bushkin, right?
Right.
Yeah. Have you read that?
Yes.
That's unbelievable.
A very good book.
And it actually, I put Johnny Carson up on this pedestal, and then after I read the book, it was like, oh, well, okay, maybe not. Maybe he's not as great as I thought he was. But it's still a very interesting book. So.
No, he was messed up. He was an alcoholic. He was a bigger drinker than Ed McMahon, and they portrayed Ed as the big drinker. Right. Johnny outdrank Ed by far.
Yeah. All right. That's it. I'm Bill Cleveland on the road and on 590 The Fan.
All right.
Thank you. Oh, yeah. Man.
A worthy applause.
Sounds like a Carson show.
Well, they rested up a little.
He had those pencils that had erasers on each end.
Here it comes!
What was that for?
Because I thought you were going to...
You still don't get it. You still don't get this show. He had a box of pencils, and there were erasers on both ends, because he flipped pencils all the time, right. So nobody get their eyes put out. They were special pencils with double erasers, two erasers. Here it comes! How do you feel? Right now, you feel stupid. Don't you?
I feel pretty satisfied.
Well, see, that in itself is sad, because a normal person would sit there and be thinking, I can't believe I hit that sound because it didn't even make sense. And you laugh it off. Man, why am I on this show? We laugh, but the laughter is about to die.
Oh.
When I throw this news at you. We've lost another rapper.
What?
Oh, damn it.
Oh. It's the guy that fell off the airplane?
Yes.
Oh, God.
The wing of the plane. He was walking on the wing of an airplane for a music video, and whoops, fell off, and he's dead.
Oh.
Can you pull up?
They were actually flying? Or...
Oh, damn. No, Dan, it was on the ground that he fell off. Of course they were flying. John James McMurray, just J-O-N, no H, John McMurray.
Right.
And there's a song called I Am, and there's one called All I Know. If you play All I Know, before you play it, let me set it up, and you want to go 30 seconds in on All I Know, okay? Mm-hmm. While he does that, I didn't know anything about John McMurray, Canadian rapper, but then this morning when I heard this sad news, I pulled up some of his music, and before we play it, I want you to listen for something. This is so different than any other rap music. And it just jumps out. You go, what? Is that rap? It's so unique and doesn't sound like any other rap music. Are you ready to go?
I'm ready to go. Right, 30-second
which one
mark,
is,
right?
Which one is All I Know?
All I Know, 30-second
mark. Listen, you've never heard anything like this. So different. Go ahead.
I'm rocking in the hospital, feeling the morphine in my tracks. With an open, dirty gash, yet another broken back. 7 surgeries later, I said I better learn to rap.
Okay, you know what? Second thought, it's like every other rap song. Now, I Am is one of his songs. Right. This is the one I was thinking of that's so different.
He said he was in the hospital with a broken back and everything.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
do you know his backstory?
No.
He used to be a professional skier. And he broke his back skiing, so he turned into a rapper.
Okay.
That is his backstory.
So he can fall off the wing of an airplane.
Right.
Yeah, we get it, Limey.
Now, that's his backstory. I get it. Broken back. His backstory.
Thank you, Dan.
And it was my joke. I don't even get credit for it.
It was good. Oh, I like that.
Let's have a little I Am by the rapper. The late John McMurray. Now, you'll notice, again... What?
Oh, boy. What's he saying?
Let me interpret.
I am a wing walker, cuckoo ca-choo.
Oh yeah, I'm interpreting. Be quiet.
Oh.
Tech, 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 tech. Wow, that's some great music. I'll tell you what, we've lost that music. The music now is lost. No more. No more of that stuff.
I'm just disappointed he didn't say A once in that song.
A or a boot.
Canadian rap. You think they have a lot in there.
Not the smartest rapper in the world.
No, he was shooting this video, and he's walking out on the wing of an airplane, and he went out a little too far, and the plane actually went into a spiral because there's so much weight on one. Just dipped over and went down, and he fell off the wing, and he's dead.
Oh.
So that's it for John.
His music will live on, though.
For John, James McMurray.
Not really.
That song's going to be a smash hit.
Rapper. Yeah. I see what you did there. Hey, I'm still getting email from people, WTF. I don't know what that means.
What, the French toast?
Okay. Where's Larry Connors? Well, let me...
You don't know what WTF means?
What the French...
I'm serious. I'm kidding. I know what it means. What the F word.
It means what the French toast. I just told you.
Well, Larry was moved. It's not Larry's choice. He was told he'll be on at 9 o'clock from now on. That's all I want to say about that. I do not think that... I don't run the place, so it's not for me to say. It doesn't matter what I think. YouTube, I've told you before, is as addictive as anything that I can think of lately. And the other night, I don't know why, it was something about food. And I was watching, and then it led me to another one that linked me to another one. And I end up watching Mary Jenkins in the kitchen. Does anybody know who Mary Jenkins is? Do not cheat, Mr. Research.
No. I have no idea.
She was the black cook for Elvis. She was Elvis's cook at his home. And I had seen this a long time ago and forgotten about it. A news reporter went in and interviewed her about the peanut butter and banana sandwiches that the king liked to eat. So I watched the video where she showed the right way to do a fried peanut butter and banana sandwich the way Elvis liked it. Because she tells the story, and on the video she says, you know, when I first started working for Mr. Presley, I made him wrong. And he didn't like it. He goes, Mary, That's not how you make a pizza. So he went in the kitchen and he showed her. And it's kind of like a grilled cheese sandwich. There's a lot of butter in the skillet and there's toast and then there's peanut butter put in between two pieces of bread and then it's put back in the butter and fried some more. It's fantastic. It's just butter and peanut butter.
You've had it?
And bananas.
Have you had it? Have you eaten it?
I've had a long time ago. I did. And then, at some point, you put the bananas in there, so now it's all fried together. It's fried peanut butter and banana sandwich with a lot of butter. So think of a grilled cheese without the cheese, just the butter and the toast.
Cheese!
But it was, thank you, Rat Boy. But it was really interesting to watch her and talk about what a wonderful person he was to work for. And she kind of goes into that, too. So Mary Jenkins was her name. My son has this, and I have one of these, too, these Ring doorbells where somebody comes to the door, and you can talk to them
even
if you're not there. But
cool.
It really is a $200. It is a really slick thing to have. Now, here's what's really interesting. My son has one. He went further with it than I did. I just have a couple of cameras and then a couple of remote doorbell ding-dong things through the house so you can hear somebody's at the door. What's interesting is, and I didn't know this, you don't have to walk up and push anything. There's a perimeter, and you set how far out you... If somebody just walks up to the door, your phone alerts you, and the voice says, there is motion at your front door.
Whoa.
Oh, yeah. Wow. Get this, though. My son signed up for the Ring Neighborhood Alert. Now, anybody else in his neighborhood who has Ring and agrees to be part of this little group, they share information. He showed me the video of somebody down the street. These little punks walked up and took their pumpkins off their porch, got them right there in color, and then they fire that video to the other Ring neighbors who have the system with a note that just says, kind of be on the lookout for these punks. They stole our pumpkins.
Wow.
And he showed me one where, I guess it's still a big deal for kids to do the hit and run thing where you ring a doorbell and you run.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I guess that's a big thrill. You go hide and watch somebody come to the door and go, hello, anybody there? You think that's funny?
Yes.
Well, he's got neighborhood kids. So kids, here's the thing. You stupid little knuckleheads. People have cameras. Lots of people have cameras. So you're not going to get away with this crap anymore. There was no damage except they took the pumpkins, and I'm sure the family and the kids carved them and worked on them quite a bit. But I saw your pictures, you numbskulls. I saw you. I know what you look like. Everybody knows what you look like. So stop stealing pumpkins. But isn't that a great piece of technology? They're linked together through this video surveillance equipment. On the way in today, I need to ask Limey first, have you ever heard of the song MacArthur's Park?
No.
It is one of the worst songs with the stupidest lyrics, and it was a big hit. If you can find it,
It was a good pooping song if you were a DJ because it was long.
Well, when it came out, almost all records played on the radio were 3 minutes or under.
Do you want Donna Summer or Richard Harris?
Oh, no, Richard Harris. The big hit. But here's the deal, Limestone.
Yo.
All songs were 3 minutes or under, except for an occasional Inagata De Vida or MacArthur Park. And so disc jockeys loved them because you could go poop.
Yeah.
The song was long enough. Let's start this up, and then I just want to share some of these. This, believe it or not, and baby boomers will remember this, was a smash hit.
Oh, yeah.
And I will never know why. It's someone, horrible.
Someone left the cake out in the rain.
Well, we're going to get to the lyrics here.
What?
All right, no, listen, listen.
He was never waiting for a girl. He ran one step ahead as we followed him.
I stopped right there.
All right, I don't
Spring
like
was never waiting for us, girl. We ran, it ran one step ahead as we followed in the dance. What? Go ahead.
Between the parted pages and the crest, in love's not even iron, like the striped pair.
All right, we'll stop there, but I'll tell you what he just said. Between the parted pages and were pressed, in love's hot, fevered iron, like a striped pair of pants.
It's beautiful.
What?
He was
and
reading
this song,
Playboy.
Is he talking about a wedding book?
No, we don't know. And then it says, MacArthur's Park is melting in the dark, all the sweet green icing flowing down. Someone left a cake out in the rain. I don't think that I can take it, because it took so long to bake it, and I'll never have that recipe again. Mm-hmm. You've got to be kidding me. That
sounds
was
like he's talking about a wedding.
That was a huge hit. Don't ask me why or how. Ladies, get in here, please.
Ooh, that's nice.
Husband and wife are lying in bed, and it's morning, early morning, and she says to her husband, she says, honey, would you like some breakfast? He says, no, I don't want any breakfast. She said, well, bacon, eggs, bacon, I'll fry eggs the way you like them, some bacon, slice of toast maybe. He said, no. She said, well, what, grapefruit, just like coffee, anything. He says, no. He says, you know, it's this Viagra. It's taking the edge off my appetite. This stuff, unbelievable. So about lunchtime, she says, would you like some lunch? He goes, no, I don't think so. She says, how about some homemade soup? I'll make your favorite homemade soup. He said, no. She said, oh, you never turn down my homemade, muffins, my banana nut bread that you like so much. No, I'm just not hungry. Grilled cheese sandwich. He says, no, I'm just, he says, honey, I'm telling you, it's this damn Viagra. This stuff has ruined my appetite. So dinner time comes. She says, got an idea. How about a big steak from the smokehouse, filet mignon, and I'll get one of their cherry pies. Your favorite. No, I'm just not, she said, pizza. Pizza, your favorite pizza, pepperoni, little pepperonis with little, like little bowls of grease. That way you like it real greasy. He goes, no. She said, stir fry, your favorite stir fry, Chinese food, shrimp fried. He said, no. She said, nachos. He says, no, Pringles, no. Carry out from anywhere, your favorite restaurant, anything for dinner. He says, no, I'm telling you, it's damn Viagra. I'm just not that hungry. She says, well, then would you get off of me because I'm starving?
Time for a check on traffic. Here's Tori Lyons.
Traffic is sponsored by DEATakeback.com. Southbound 170 lines up Page to 64. Northbound 170 slow from St. Charles Rock Road to Airport. Delays east and westbound 70 into Lucas and Hunt. Accident southbound 55 past Arsenal. Now that's stacking up eastbound 70 through the depressed section. Bumper to bumper westbound 44 Jefferson to Shrewsbury. And accident Big Bend south of Manchester. Your unused prescription drugs could end up misused or stolen. Keep them safe, clean them out, take them back at DEA's National Prescription Drug Take Back Day, Saturday, October 27th. Find a collection site at DEATakeback.com. I'm Tori Lyons reporting for 590 The Fan. Now back to the large morning show in the afternoon.
When you go out to dinner, it should be magical. There are lots of good restaurants in St. Louis, but tonight, we want great. Picture a place where there's the smell of Grecian shrimp, pork chops, hand-cut fillets, and veal coming from an ancient-looking Greek oven in a beautiful dining room with the service fit for a king and a queen. You just discovered Spiro's in St. Charles, where the dining experience is unique and unparalleled. Where Spiro's believes the best food is meant to be shared, so the portions are designed for a communal dining experience. Sample remastered Mediterranean dishes prepared by master chefs. Then share this experience with friends, family, and loved ones. You have found Spiro's in St. Charles, and dining out will never be the same until you come back. Spiro's at 2275 Bluestone Drive in St. Charles, off First Capital. During the holidays, think of Spiro's for catering and your corporate and private party needs. Daytime bookings are available.
Club Fitness has something for everybody during our Fall Into Fitness sales event. Join now in October for just $5. Sweater season's now sweating season with free group classes, free kids club, 24-hour access, and 23 locations. All of that for just $5. The Fall Into Fitness $5 sales event ends October 31st, so hurry into a location near you. Club Fitness, the right fit for everybody. Learn more at clubfitness.us. Some restrictions apply. See club for details.
At Elysium Restoration and Design, they specialize in interior home renovations, including bathroom and kitchen remodeling, basements, additions, garages, and more. They offer start-to-finish solutions for every project while providing full design services with custom work to fit your needs. Elysium's lead carpenters have at least 10 years' experience, so you know the work is done the right way. And being a family-run business, they take the time to communicate every step of the way. Check out Elysium Restoration and Design at erdstl.com.
Your Tigers are back in action at Memorial Stadium this Saturday, October 27th against Kentucky. Kickoff is set for 3 p.m. It's the Mizzou Youth Experience, where fans can donate $20 to send an underprivileged child to the game. It's also Mizzou Faculty and Staff Day. Get to Tigertown early for the Say Insurance Tailgate Concert featuring Low Cash. Mizzou vs. Kentucky this Saturday at 3 p.m. Order your tickets at 1-800-CATPAWS or MUTigers.com. We'll see you at the zoo.
Hollywood Casino. Come play, where the rewards and thrills never end. Catch the big game with a cold beer from 99 Hops House. It's your play call with 99 different beers to choose from and great food to fuel your fun. Enjoy live sports entertainment where you're always on the winning team. Hollywood Casino St. Louis. Must be 21. Gambling problem? In Missouri, call 1-888-BETS-OFF or visit 888-BETS-OFF.org.
The Blues are back in action, and what better way to start the season off than a trip to the Post Sports Bar and Grill. During every Thursday and Friday Blues game, stop by any Post location for your chance to win a pair of tickets to an upcoming Blues game. The Post Sports Bar welcomes you with amazing home team specials, including $3.75 22-ounce domestic drafts and wells during every Blues game. This season, show up in your Blues gear and save 10% off regular priced menu items. The Post Sports Bar and Grill. Stay posted, my friends.
Ever since we had Richard Sturban on the show, and then I got a chance to talk to him Saturday night. He's the bass singer with the Oak Ridge Boys. Ever since then, I walk around the house going, never going to be able to get that low, though. So we'll just make do with the voices we were given. That's what this guy has done, and done pretty well. Made a decent living for himself, telling stories out of crazy town, Hollywood. His name is Mike Evans. He now lives in Dallas, Texas. He's brought to you by Annie Gunn's Restaurant, where I told you I had a wonderful belated birthday lunch with my mother-in-law. There were about six of us, including my grandson, and what a fantastic lunch we had, as we always do at Annie Gunn's. The Smokehouse Market is right next door. Every day, people buy gift cards, thousands of them a year, because there's no one who wouldn't appreciate a gift card from Annie Gunn's or the Smokehouse Market. They're east of all the stuff and all the other stuff in Chesterfield Valley. Annie Gunn's, closed only on Monday. Annie Gunn's at the Smokehouse Market. Proudly present Mike Evans. Well, tell us something good, something interesting.
Tell me something good. I might write a song like that. Tell me that you
love me. Yeah. Who did that?
Well,
who did that song?
Just a little bit, huh?
Who did the song? Tell me something good. Who was it? We're all stumped.
I don't know.
I know. I can't think of it.
We're stumped. Limey's looking it up.
Trying to figure it out.
He'll find. I have got Rufus and Chaka Khan.
That's it.
There you go.
That's it.
All right.
Later tonight, if he wasn't retired, I'm sure my old buddy, Vin Scully would say, "It's time for Dodger baseball."
That was
World
a pretty good
Series,
Vin Scully.
Tommy. World Series, Dodgers, Red Sox. Who you got? Who you got? Who you got? Who you got?
Well, I'm not about to say anything but Dodgers because I'm talking to you.
I'm going Dodgers in probably six, maybe seven.
I agree.
Limestone? Limestone? Anything?
No. I was no.
He's thinking about Beckham and soccer.
I'll say Dodgers in six.
I hope the Dodgers win. You know, I traveled with them for years, and you know, still have great fond memories of them.
Yeah.
If I have time at the end of the story, I'll tell you my favorite Dodger Cheryl story.
Cheryl, your wife.
Yes.
Okay.
This week's pop quiz theme: celebrities who have fathered illegitimate child. Who did daddy? Who did daddy? Who did daddy? Didn't want to be the daddy, but he did daddy. Tom Jones. Jeremy Piven. James Franco. Benicio del Toro.
What's new, pussycat? Whoa.
Wow.
Three Tom Jones impressions. That was three impressions of Tom Jones simultaneously. Mm-hmm. What's new, pussycat?
What's going on here?
I just told you.
What's going on?
I just told you. You said Tom Jones was one of the choices, and we did What's New, Pussycat?
Oh, I get it.
Yeah, that didn't take you long.
The hashtag me too, I've had a few drink glasses of wine getting ready for the Dodger game. Does her mind? Does her mind?
No, we're fine with it.
Okay. Hey, the hashtag me too folks have long memories, and rightly so. Their latest target, Kobe Bryant, who you might remember was arrested and charged with sexual assault of a room service girl at a hotel. You remember, we've been together that long, and I covered the beginning of that trial in Eagle, Colorado, but after he made a financial payment to the girl, charges were dropped. Now the National Animation Festival rescinded its invitation to Kobe Bryant to be a judge after hashtag MeToo complained.
Isn't that when he bought her that great big ring? Remember?
Yes, about his wife, the ring. Trying to make
this
up
happened
with her.
While I was in England.
Yeah,
I knew about it.
Great big ring.
I predict there's going to be some more hashtag Me Too backlash of other stars that'll come about.
I guess there will, but I don't know. I think sometimes you can just go overboard with things where certain people deserve to be targeted and maybe certain ones don't. They made that one-time mistake, you know? It's like, I don't really think Roseanne should have been just completely kicked.
I totally agree.
Come on. I mean,
she did
something that was sort of, I guess, inappropriate. But, wow, did she deserve to just be thrown off that show? And I don't even like her that much, but I don't think she did. I think we overreact sometimes. Not we, whoever the powers that be are, overreact.
I totally agree. And you know what? I don't hold anything against all the women that have sexually, assaulted me and are have been, you know, been forward with me.
No, you thank them.
I don't hold anything against them.
That's called flattery. Thank them.
Absolutely. TV news, while NFL ratings have been up on Sunday nights, it should be pointed out that every Sunday night NFL football game is lower than the week before. I think that's interesting.
Mm.
Just what we don't need, and Frank can tell you, Frank and I are good friends, been knowing each other a long time. I love golf. But what we don't need is another golf channel. It's coming in January, Golf TV. It'll be associated with the Discovery Channel. Golf Channel, I think, is more than enough. What are you going to be going, I've got to flick back and forth between the two golf channels?
No,
I
mean, there's going to be there'll be a lot of lame programming just to fill time. That's all.
I mean, that might work in South Korea and Japan, but it's not going to work here in the States, I don't think.
No.
Movie news. Angelina Jolie is becoming more of an outsider. She only has four projects scripted or optioned, and all four of them have a weird twist. First, she's playing Cleopatra, but it's on hold because the producers fear that people won't go see her because by the time it comes out, people are not going to like her because of all this divorce. And it's getting ugly, and she's getting even uglier with it. Angelina's producing the Jim Thorpe biopic?
No.
Jim Thorpe.
What was the movie that she ruined?
That's what I said.
She Jim ruined
Thorpe.
That.
What the hell does she know about Jim Thorpe, and why would she be involved with Jim Thorpe?
Well, Louis Zamperini, Unbroken, was that the movie that, based on the book?
Yeah,
she ruined.
Yeah.
She ruined that. Didn't she produce that? It was. She did not do a good job. Yeah, she did not
terrible.
Take that book.
Terrible.
I agree. So yeah, Jim Thorpe.
She's bomb. She's also producing the duo biopic Churchill and Roosevelt. Oh, I mean, do we need that? And what does she know about that?
I don't know.
And she'll star and direct in the biopic Shoot Like a Girl, where she plays Mary Jennings Hager, the first female Air Force helicopter fighter pilot in Afghanistan. Now, what's odd about this is Angelina Jolie openly protests against the American military. What? Why is she playing American military female hero?
Because she did the protest before somebody offered her a bunch of money.
Yeah, you're probably right.
Yeah.
You're probably right. Now, a buddy of mine has a station in Batesville, Arkansas. Every once in a while, when he'll add it's a small station, he'll add a song to his station. It's a country station. He'll send me a little note. He just added a song yesterday. It's a beautiful song. It's entitled Get Off the Stove, Mama. That's no way to ride the range.
Oh, get it? Western humor.
Yeah. Oh, really? That's his song?
Ride the range.
I think it's pretty good. How much time I got?
You have a minute and a half.
Odds and ends talk about there are two full-time employees whose whole job is to keep drugs out of the hands of Britney Spears. That's her whole job.
Nice.
More odd, Ripley's Believe It or Not want to buy and display the casting couch from Harvey Weinstein's private office in their Hollywood Boulevard
museum. Oh, my goodness. That's ridiculous.
That's a bit much.
Ripley's Believe It or Not.
You're about to hit the one-minute mark, but you didn't hear it because you weren't on the air with us when I mentioned this the other day. But I just watched part of an interview, an older interview on YouTube with Britney Spears, and the interviewer asked her if there's some lineage in her family, like some of her family members were from Great Britain. And here she actually said that she goes, oh, yes, my grandmother spoke British.
She's a very smart woman.
She sure
and
is.
Finally.
Yeah, here we go.
And finally.
Yeah.
Name the name of the Hootie Daddy had the illegitimate baby, Benicio Del Toro, James Franco, Jeremy Piven, or Tom Jones.
I'm going to go with Jeremy Piven because I hope it's not Tom Jones.
I'm going to go Tom Jones.
Ah. I'm going to go, what's new, Buzzcat? Tom Jones.
Ah.
What new Buzzcat? Baby, Tom Jones.
Whoa.
First of all, the words baby aren't in What's New.
They're not. Yet.
It's What's New Pussycat. Whoa. Not baby. Mike Evans, courtesy of Annie Gunn's Restaurant and the Smokehouse Market, which is right next door. Gift cards are always a good idea. Listen to me. We're going to be here tomorrow. We want you to be here with us, okay? Don't disappoint us. Call your friends and neighbors. Thank a police officer every chance you get. And have a great Tuesday evening, everybody.
You got a friend in me. You got a friend in me. When the road looks rough ahead and you're miles and miles from your nice warm bed, you just remember what your old past said. Boy, you got a friend in me. Yeah, you got a friend in me.
This is the end. My only friend, the end.
Some folks have asked me, if you had it to do over again, would you do it the same way? I reckon I would.
I'd say that was a pretty successful broadcast.
Is this a happy ending or a sad ending?
It's an ending. That's enough.
We'll catch you next time.
Why don't you make like a tree and get out of here?
Thank you for coming. I'll see you in hell. Please come again.
Go on. Leave. Get out. Next.
I am just a figment of your imagination.
Good night, ladies.
Good night, sir.
You dudes get lost now, you hear? Good night, Danielson.
Hasta la vista, baby.
Well, gentlemen, no point in hanging around this dump any longer.
Okay, I love you. Bye-bye.
I do wish we could chat longer, but I'm having an old friend for dinner. Bye.
Well, I hope you folks enjoyed yourselves. Get you later on down the trail.
You're still here? It's over. Go home. Go.
I'm out of here.
All right, thanks for calling. All right, Dan.
All right, Dan. Goodbye.
All right, Dan.
Bye, y'all.
This is Larry Connors. You're listening to 590 The Fan, KFNS Wood River, and 590thefan.com St. Louis, the home of Budweiser.
NBC News Radio, I'm Brian Shook. President Trump is admitting he doesn't have any evidence to back up his claim of suspected terrorists joining a migrant caravan that's working its way to the United States. Trump made the claim in a tweet Monday shortly after a Fox and Friends host made a similar comment on air. That host had misquoted the Guatemalan president. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo says the United States is taking direct action in holding those responsible for Jamal Khashoggi's death accountable.
We're making very clear that the United States does not tolerate this kind of ruthless action to silence Mr. Khashoggi, a journalist, through violence.
The State Department is taking measures to revoke visas of those identified as responsible. Khashoggi died inside a Saudi consulate in Turkey earlier this month. Saudi officials have admitted that he died during some sort of scuffle in the consulate. A crashed World War II era plane